A camera lens spins to focus on planet Earth. Text, Nasser Group North. Blurry multicolored lights form round halos. Thomas Kincaid and Nasser Group North present. A Nasser Group production. Over a lake, a title appears, Christmas Lodge.
I don't need the music.
An aerial view shows a lodge in the forested mountains nearby. Text, Aaron Karpluck, Michael Shanks, Victoria Banks, Rebecca Tulin, Michael Kopsa, John Innes, Michelle Kreber.
I'll be satisfied, baby, that's what Christmas.
Casting by Judy Lee, production designer Brian Davey, costume designer Zora Shalimi. In a downtown office.
Great work on the war project, Mary. The mayor said the restoration is making the whole city proud.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. Certainly have the best team working with me.
That you do. But your leadership's what's holding it all together. I just want you to know I appreciate all the hard work you're doing. No one in this company deserves a week off more than you.
Whoa, a week? You know I can't stay away that long. No, I'm just going to the mountains for the long weekend, but I'll be back to work on Tuesday.
Well, call if you decide to take more time. Can't have your battery running out when we're so close to completion.
Okay, I will. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Mary walks into her office.
Hey.
Hey.
Need help organizing the files?
All finished. They're all yours.
Thanks. Will I be able to reach you if anything comes up?
When I'm at the lodge, yes. When I'm hiking, no.
So, do you think that this is the weekend?
The weekend?
She quizzically lifts her eyes from her files.
What?
The weekend, Kent pops the big question.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we've only been dating for, what, a year? Oh,
well, I could just picture it. Him at the top of a mountain, down on one knee. Wouldn't that be so romantic?
It would be romantic. But honestly, proposal or not, I am just looking forward to getting to the great outdoors.
Party pooper.
You party your way, I'll party mine.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with those.
Will do.
Mary smiles, her long brunette waves bouncing as she carries her purse and briefcase out. Now, Mary parks in front of a house by a truck labeled, Mike Tobin and Sons Contracting. She jogs inside in fitness wear. She goes through the dining room to the kitchen where an older couple's at the counter.
Good morning.
Mary. How good to see you, darling.
Oh.
I thought you and Kent were in Silver Falls.
Oh, I'm just on my way to pick him up.
Maybe you can get that boy outside the city limits.
Dad, he's a lot more rugged than you think. Where are the boys?
They're working their own jobs. I see them every now and then at the lumberyard.
You know, I still think that they should be working for you. There's a reason it says, and Sons on the truck. I mean, you taught them everything they know.
They have a right to try to make it on their own. Heck, we didn't see you and your sister half as much before your grandpa's surgery.
Well, I mean, I have the wharf project.
We all have something.
You know, I just liked it when we all spent more time together.
Times change. You'll get used to it.
I'm not sure I will. How's grandpa?
Oh, he has his good days and his bad.
More bad than good lately. Listen, Mary, at some point we have to sit down and make some hard decisions.
Her eyes fill with tears.
I don't want to talk about it, all right?
Kathy's up there now with him. I'm sure they'll both be very happy to see you.
Right. Oh, strong coffee.
Mary goes upstairs.
We can't keep pretending he's improving.
She knows that in her head. Just taking her heart a little longer to catch up.
Well, she better come around soon, and we'll have to make the decision without her.
Well, we can make that decision now.
Well.
Oh. Well, I see. It's taking your heart a little time to catch up, too, isn't it?
He's my dad.
He puts his glasses on and reads. In a room, Grandpa lies in bed, his eyes closed, a nasal cannula in his nostrils. A nurse takes his blood pressure. He tries to sit up.
Mary!
Grandpa, relax. His blood pressure always spikes when he sees you.
Is that a bad thing?
He'd be worse off if he didn't see you. We just all have to accept the fact that you're the love of his life.
Oh.
Mary sits by his side.
So, Grandpa, how are you doing today?
I'd be better if your sister let me out of this room.
Now, Grandpa! You know I'm not the one keeping you in here. Your doctor told you need to rest. Takes a little bit longer to recover from heart surgery when you're 80.
I'm as strong as an elk. Aren't I, Mary?
Oh, well, you're stronger, but you still have to listen to your doctor and to Kathy.
You headed to the mountains?
Yeah.
Do me a favor?
Of course. Anything for you.
Take me with you.
Listen, once you get better, we will hike all of our favorite trails.
Bring me back a couple of pine cones, will you? The really big ones?
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to try to pick some up from the general store on the way out because they don't let you take them out of the park.
And rightly so. Every generation should have the privilege of experiencing the forests exactly as the good Lord meant it to be.
Mary checks out a violin.
Listen, when are you going to play for me again?
Grandpa peeks at Kathy.
When I get out of this room.
Well,
Kathy, you're going to be late for your shift. I'll take over now.
Call me if you need me.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I should get going too.
He grabs her hand.
Say hello to your grandmother for me.
Well, you know what? You keep listening to Kathy and you can say hello to her yourself.
She leans down to kiss him. He releases her hand.
When will you be back?
Monday night. I'll swing by, okay?
Grandpa smiles.
I should really stay and help.
No, I appreciate the offer, but you need to take care of yourself.
Okay.
Mary waves at Grandpa, who closes his eyes. Outside, two guys carry a generator from one truck to another. Mary and Kathy step outside.
Have a good time, Mary. Just leave everything we talked about back here. Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Didn't expect to see you turncoats here.
Me and Peter working on the same job. We needed to borrow some tools.
Well, if you worked with Dad like you're supposed to, you wouldn't have to borrow anything.
I don't see you sitting with him in that truck.
I'm not a contractor anymore. And if I were, you better believe that I'd be with him.
I heard you and Fancy Pants are going up the mountains. Think he's going to give you a ring?
Why is everyone trying to marry me off?
Can't have a spinster in the family.
Oh, last time I checked, you weren't married, Pete. Hey, Dad. What's the male equivalent of a spinster?
Pete, I guess.
Mary points at Peter, taunting him.
See you guys.
The guys keep loading the truck. Now, a lake appears among green mountains. Clouds loom over the wet road. Mary drives her car uphill with the headlights on.
So, Mega Jazz Festival in New York on the 4th of July. We'll fly back there, we can book a couple luxury hotel rooms, and then we'll hit the scene. You ever been to MoMA? Central Park, Little Italy? Ooh. Chinatown, man. I know restaurants or even locals can't find with a GPS. We can... Mary? Hello? Mary, you're like in your own little world there.
Sorry, Ken.
So what do you say? You up for Jazz Fest and NYC on the 4th?
Actually, I was hoping that we could get a couple tents and come out here for the weekend.
Do you think you'll ever be able to make time for the city?
I live in the city.
Yeah, but you don't like to go out.
But, you know, it's been a busy year and... coming out here is the only thing between me and total exhaustion.
Well, I feel the same way about the city.
Is it a rift?
No. No, of course not.
She holds his hand. The mountain tops are covered with clouds. The car arrives to a modern lodge. They pull up to valet parking at the entrance. At the lobby, Mary checks in.
Perfect. Here's the key to your room. So you ready to hit the trail?
Can't we just hang here for the first day, you know, limber up a little by the pool?
Kent, we didn't come here to lounge. We came here to get some sunshine and fresh air. Right? Come on.
They walk to their room. An aerial view shows the calm silvery lake and the vast pine forests encircling it. On a trail, Mary and Kent hike wearing raincoats and carrying their backpacks. Mary leads the way.
I was thinking that we could go to San Diego for Christmas. My cousin's got this condo there that we can... Hey, whoa, hold up. Can we take a break?
Okay. Sorry, Kent.
Look at you. You're like a mountain lion. You're hardly breaking a sweat.
Well, I've been coming out here my whole life. It just takes me a little longer to feel it.
I don't get it. It's raining, and you're loving it. What is it about the mountains that grabs you?
I don't know. You know, I come out here and it's like every trouble just slips away, and I never feel more alive.
It's not just that, though, is it? This place touches your soul.
She looks into the distance, wistful.
One time, when I was a little girl, my grandfather, he brought me to this beautiful overlook on the trail up to Falls, and you could just, like, see for miles. And he said, Mary, listen to me very carefully. If you're ever troubled and you need to see God, this is where you find him. His handiwork, it's visible on every peak, every valley, every stream, every meadow, more than anywhere else in the world. He said, every minute spent out here is a reminder what a miracle life is. He said that he could feel God and my grandmother smiling on him every time we hiked.
Can you feel them now?
Smiling, she nods.
I've been talking to them since we left the lodge.
Well, that explains why I've been talking to myself. So, can they fix what's troubling you?
No. But they're working on it. My legs are itching to get hiking. You ready? Come on.
I guess. But can we, like, slow it down a little?
All right.
It's not a race.
Come on. Hop to.
I think I wore the wrong shoes.
You'll be fine.
They trek up a mossy path by a cliff, then pause.
What's a dog doing down there?
Help! Help me!
Oh, there's your answer.
She darts to the edge.
Hello?
A girl sits below the cliff.
Hey, hi. What's your name?
Charlene.
Hey, Charlene, are you hurt?
Yes, it's my ankle. I twisted it.
Okay, honey, just sit tight, all right?
Okay.
Are we gonna go for help?
No, it's too late. There's bears and there's mountain lions out here. I'm pretty sure that I can get her out of here.
Pretty sure or certain?
No, I can do it.
Don't we need like a rope or something?
No, I can't hike down here, but I can scramble.
No, look, I'll go.
No, hey, Kent, you know what? It's not the right time to learn how to scramble. Hey, Charlene, just hang on. I'm coming down to get you.
Natty?
Yeah, of course. Look, if anything goes wrong, just go back the way we came and grab help, okay?
I don't feel good about this, Mary.
Can't. I wouldn't do it if I thought it was too dangerous. All right?
They hug.
Be careful.
Okay.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on, Charlene.
Charlene grabs her leg above her rubber rain boots. Mary carefully makes her way down the boulder-strewn cliff.
Okay.
Kent looks down from the edge.
Hi. I'm Mary. I'm Mary Tobin. So, how did you get down here?
Well, Natty chased a rabbit and got stuck.
Oh.
I came down to get him.
The terrier licks Mary's face.
Oh. It's okay, Natty. I needed a bath anyways.
Natty.
Where are your parents?
I live with my dad over the ridge. He'd kill me if he knew I was out here all alone.
Yeah, he must be worried sick about you, huh?
Well, he wanted the town to get some nails and stuff. He's probably not even back yet. You're not gonna tell him, right?
No, you know, that's up for you to tell him, but you just remember that the truth, it's always a good place to begin, okay?
Okay.
Here, let me have a look at your ankle.
Oh, ow.
Okay?
Ow.
Okay, that's okay. All right. You can't walk out of here. Do you think that you have enough strength to climb onto me and I'll bring you up?
Yeah.
And Natty's gonna follow us, all right? One, two, three. There you go.
Okay.
She limps.
You're doing awesome.
Okay.
Okay. I want you just to hang on to me. Doing so good. Okay, three.
No.
Two, one, and just jump on. There you go. All right, Kent, we're coming up. All right, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Kent leans over to watch.
Natty, come on.
Mary climbs up with Charlene clinging to her back.
Okay, are you okay?
Yeah. Now, how about you?
Getting dirtier by the inch.
Her foot slips.
Okay, you're doing good. Doing good.
You're nice and slow there, Mare.
Hang on. All right, we're almost there. All right, here we go. You okay?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. There you go. Okay, you're doing good. Okay, ready? One more here. 3. There you go. Okay. And one more. 3, 2. There you go.
Thank goodness you made it here. Okay. Give it to me. I got you. I got you.
Charlene, this is my boyfriend, Kent.
Okay. Maddie?
We need to get her to a doctor.
Okay, no, I think that I think we should get her home. Yeah?
Well, where's that?
Just up over the ridge. Do you feel up for giving her a piggyback?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No. Okay, hang on a sec.
You're good.
All right, climb up.
Awesome. Okay, ready, everybody? There you go. There you go.
You good?
Yeah, you guys okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. You okay?
Yeah. Natty, come here.
Natty!
All right.
Hang on.
They come downhill and go through a wood arbor leading to a bridge over a stream.
Watch your head here.
All right.
Okay.
Let's duck down.
All right.
An old lodge stands at the other end.
Oh, wow. Would you look at that?
What?
That's Christmas Lodge.
You know this old wreck?
Hey, that's not an old wreck. It's my house.
Oh, sorry.
You live at Christmas Lodge?
Yep.
Lucky you.
What do you know about it?
When I was little, I mean, this was like our home away from home. Wait a second. Is your dad Jack Rand?
Well, yeah.
I haven't seen him since I was half your age. I can't wait to check out the lodge!
Kent carries Charlene to the wood-sided building. Now from the porch, they watch a pickup truck approach.
Is that your dad?
Yep. You promise you won't tell on me?
No, I promise that you tell him.
Charlene sits barefoot.
Charlene? Do you hurt?
I twisted my ankle.
Hi. Who are you?
Sorry. This is my friend Kent, and I'm Mary Tobin. We found Charlene, and we thought that we'd bring her back here.
Jack checks her foot.
I was getting the mail.
He stares at the girl.
You're getting the mail. So you twisted your ankle somewhere between here and the road? Didn't go hiking alone in the park again, did you? Charlene? We will talk later. You said Mary Tobin?
Mm-hmm.
Her name sounds awfully familiar. You're not Mike and Betty Tobin's daughter, are you?
One and the same.
Good Lord. I haven't seen you since we were, this high?
Mm-hmm.
How's your family doing?
Oh, you know, they're great. Mostly, yeah.
Please, come inside. I'll make you something to eat and we can catch up.
Food, yes. Now we're talking.
Please, come inside.
Jack carries Charlene inside. Mary opens the door for them. Kent and Mary follow them inside.
I'm hungry. Well, welcome back to Christmas Lodge.
In the lobby, a grand fireplace.
It's probably not exactly how you remember it, is it?
A ladder and tools are scattered around.
Not exactly, but I can picture it the way it was when I was a kid.
How was it?
Magical.
This place.
She swats him.
Please, you guys, just make yourselves at home while I tend to Charlene.
Oh, Daddy, it really hurts.
I know, sweetheart. We just gotta get it elevated till I can get some ice on it.
Mary checks a canoe hanging up. She wanders around the place, remembering, while Jack props Charlene's foot up on the couch.
This place has a rare charm.
Oh, it takes a special eye to see it.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Cut it out.
I'm joking.
Mary looks at the ceiling. She examines the beams.
Jackson F. Huntington, right?
Yeah, how did you know that?
I'm a historic preservationist. I mean, I work in this city, but I've read up on all of his lodges. The way that the exposed beams are fixed, it has Huntington written all over it.
What does that mean?
It's like the lodge, it's a living thing. You know, the structures, they use gravity to support itself. I bet not a single nail up there, right?
I am impressed. Yep, Huntington drew up the plans in, my great-grandfather built it in the 1920s.
How long did you and your family come up here for?
Up until I was about probably 5 or 6. My grandpa and my grandma, they used to bring the whole family up here for Christmas. And then after she died, well, grandpa, he couldn't bear to come up here, so we stayed at the lodge in the national park. To keep grandpa from getting upset, we just stopped talking about it. You know, and I always wondered what happened to Christmas Lodge.
Well, I'm glad you found us again. Why don't you guys just make yourselves at home and I'll get us something to eat.
Later, Charlene eats on the couch, Natty on her lap, while the adults eat at a table across from the stone fireplace.
Jack, that meal was excellent.
So good. Who taught you how to cook?
Three generations of my family, and heck, a couple dozen guests taught me a little trick or two. See, we had to know how to do everything around here just to keep this old girl up and running. I have a little something I think you're gonna wanna take a look at.
He grabs a photo album.
Thanks. Oh, wow.
Mary leafs through it.
Who are all these people?
Those are our guests. See, my great-grandparents started this tradition of taking holiday photos of every family who ever stayed here. And when Charlene and I finally get this place up and running, we're going to start another album.
Jack smiles at his daughter.
Ah! Oh, wow.
What?
That's us.
What? Which one's you?
Are you kidding me? Right there.
Oh, nice snorkel jacket.
Jack, these photos are priceless. So when do you think that the renovation will be complete?
Oh, well, that is a question I've been asking for a few years now.
What set you back?
Yeah. Well, my mom and dad, they had an accident. A logging truck hit a patch of black ice and crossed over the center line. So Charlene and I, we rented a place in the city near the hospitals. Was hoping that they would get better, but sometimes the Lord has other plans. Anyway, when we were gone, nature kind of took over up here, and well, we've been struggling to catch up ever since.
Jack, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's all right.
I mean, dude, don't you have somebody helping you?
No, supplies are kind of expensive, and I can't afford to hire any extra help, and more hands is the only way we're gonna get ahead of nature up here.
Well, have you thought about applying for funding to help cover the expenses?
Applied to who?
Your lodge, with its long and illustrious history, I mean, I'm sure it's eligible for private grant money that you could use to hire contractors.
I don't know about that.
Are you willing to try?
Jack ponders it.
Yeah, Christmas Lodge is my life. I'd do anything to save it.
Great. Well, I'll research some suitable programs when I get back to the city, and I'll give you a call.
Thank you.
Well, that was some meal, but I am beat. I guess it's time we should be heading back.
Yeah, I'll give you a lift.
Oh, count me in. My dogs are howling from that hike.
Your dogs?
People say that.
No, they don't, honey.
It was a long hike.
Back in a little bit, honey.
Take care, Charlene.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
On the couch, Charlene pets Natty. Now, Jack pulls into the park lodge's entrance.
All right. Hey, nice. I've got a signal.
Kent gets out of the car.
Well, thank you for everything, Jack.
Oh, please. It's the least I could do after you helped Charlene.
You're not going to be too hard on her, are you?
No. No, she's a good kid. Mm-hmm. And I know it can't be easy living up there with just me and Nady to play with.
Kent turns around waiting for Mary.
Well, I'll be in touch with you next week.
Okay. Wait. I've got something for you.
He gives her an envelope.
Oh.
She takes her family picture out.
Oh, Jack.
He smiles at her.
I can't take these. They belong to Christmas Lodge. This is a part of your heritage.
No, that is a part of our heritage. See, my great-grandparents always said that anyone who stays at the lodge is family for life.
sounds creepy, but it's not.
You know what? I'm going to have copies made, and I'll bring you back the originals.
Okay. I will look forward to seeing you again.
I look forward to seeing you, too. And Charlene and the Lodge. I hope I can help you get it back on track.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
The valet closes the door. Jack waves at Kent, who waves back.
All set?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you really think you can help him bring that old heap back from the brink?
Well, I'm sure gonna try. You know, my grandfather, he taught me not to turn your back on your own history. And Christmas Lodge, it is a valuable part of my past. And, you know, I owe it to my family to make sure that it's around for generations to come.
Wow, that's a noble mission.
And a labor of love. Because I've always wanted to work on an old lodge.
You have?
Huh. Night at her parents' house, Mary parks her car. In the family room, Mike watches baseball on TV. Mary comes up, the envelope and a pine cone in hand.
Oh, hey, Dad.
How was your trip?
The best.
Can't propose.
Would you be happy if you did?
She sits in a chair.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't dislike the boy, Mary. He's just a little too city for me.
Well, don't worry about it. You won't have to live with him. Here, look at this.
She takes the photo out of the envelope and gives it to him.
Christmas Lodge. I haven't thought about this place in years. When did you find this?
Well, Kent and I, we rescued Jack Rand's daughter. And we brought her back to the lodge, and Jack, he was nice enough to pass these along.
Jack Rand. You mean little Jackie?
Yeah, well, little Jackie, he's not so little anymore. He's bigger than Pete.
No, he was a good kid, always helping his parents around the place. How are they?
They died because of a car accident a few years ago.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. They're good people, huh? Fine people. Jack doing a good business?
Actually, no, and that's where you come in.
Me?
Yes, you. You see, the lodge, it went into disrepair when Jack was in the city taking care of his parents. And, I mean, he's trying hard to get it back on track, but it's pretty obvious that the elements are winning. So I told him that I would see if there's grant money available to help him. But in the meantime, I want you and the boys to inspect the lodge top to bottom and get an estimate of how much it would cost to renovate.
Well, I can tell you right now, a lodge this size, $500,000 wouldn't even cover the kitchen.
Seriously?
You coordinate restoration projects. You know as well as I do, an old building can easily become a money pit.
No, Dad, I'm used to dealing with old city structures that are very complex. I mean, I didn't think that a lodge would cost that much.
No, might cost more. I'm sure the roof, windows, electrical, plumbing systems are due for an overhaul. We're talking big money, kiddo, big money.
So what should I do?
Giving the photo back.
Keep the memories and let the lodge go.
That's not what Grandpa would say.
No. And sentimental projects like that one cost him a lot of time and money and still didn't make it to completion.
Mary sets the photo aside and sinks in her chair.
You're taking this awful personally.
You know, I thought it'd be nice to get the whole family, even Grandpa, back up there for another old-fashioned family Christmas.
She grabs the photo.
I thought it would bring us closer together. I look at this photo, and we seem so happy.
We were, Mary, we were. No denying it. Just time marches on.
Where's Mom?
Upstairs tending Grandpa.
Mary grabs the photo, hides the pine cone behind her back, and leaves. In Grandpa's room, her mom reads,
"My body to be burned and have not charity. It profiteth me nothing."
Come in.
Hi.
You said you'd come. Here you are.
How was Silver Falls?
Oh, it was wonderful. And I brought you this.
What? He holds the pine cone with both hands and smells it.
It's like being there. Did you go to all our favorite places?
Yep.
and I have something to show you. Maybe get his glasses.
Grandpa leaves the pine cone aside and puts his glasses on. In the photo, the whole family sits on the porch.
Oh.
Grandpa smiles at her.
Christmas Lodge. I remember it like it was yesterday. My goodness. Look at your grandmother. She's as pretty as the day I married her.
He cries.
I miss her. Did you tell her I said hello?
Of course.
And what did she say?
Well, she said to give you that photo as a reminder of how much she loves you.
Where did you get that?
Oh, well, we were hiking, and Kent and I, we just stumbled onto the lodge.
You didn't stumble on anything. Mavis wanted you to go there. She's strong-willed, you know. She sent you there for a reason.
What reason, Grandpa?
Time will tell.
Mary looks thoughtful.
Betty, could you get the box from out of that basket?
Betty complies and gives the wooden box to Mary.
Oh, this is beautiful.
I made it myself. The timber comes from a beam I replaced at the lodge.
Can I open it?
There are photos inside.
Grandpa, these photos, they're priceless. How come you haven't shown these to me before? Who's that right there?
Two kids sit on Santa's lap.
It's me and your grandmother.
You knew Grandma when you were kids?
Met her and her family at the lodge.
Really?
Our families became fast friends.
He taps on the photo.
I knew she was gonna be my girl the first time I laid eyes on her.
She's so beautiful.
That's an understatement. Beauty's only half the story. No one could sled or skate or make a snowman like your grandmother. And in the summer, she could climb the steepest rock face like a mountain goat. And she stared down all manner of mountain lions and bears till they ran off crying like little babies.
He looks at Mary.
You remind me of her. Always have. Nothing stops either of you.
Betty gives him a glass. He drinks with a straw.
What is this one right here?
Outdoors, a couple stands by folding chairs.
Well, the Rands let me and Mavis run the kitchen.
Really?
And we had a fine time of it. At Christmas time, we made the biggest feast this side of Kansas City. Oh, Mavis knew exactly what to do. I was her apprentice. We worked like clockwork together. And
more photos.
That time you and Grandma took Kathy and I to the picnic, and I was such a brat. Hey!
Betty, when did you leave?
1963. Mary, it's getting late.
Yeah. Okay, Grandpa.
Thank you for reminding me how joyous life can be.
The life that you have led at Christmas Lodge, I...
What I wouldn't give for another Christmas up there.
Smiling, Mary ponders the idea.
I'll be here anytime you want to open this box and go back with me.
Promise?
Promise.
She leans over and kisses him.
Oh. Love you, Grandpa.
Love you too, kid.
In the family room, Mike slouches on the couch. Mary sits in front of him.
Hey. You look like a woman on a mission.
I am. Listen, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, the usual glamour stuff, cleaning gutters and mulching trees. Why?
What do you say about a trip to the mountains?
Oh, no, no. I thought we settled this Christmas Lodge issue.
Okay, we did, but Grandpa, he just set me straight. Look, I'm not just gonna sit around and watch it collapse. There's too much of us in it, and Jackie deserves to continue his family's legacy.
What about the cost?
Don't worry about the cost. I will take care of the cost. You just tell the boys that we're going on a trip.
Oh, and if they don't want to go?
Well, then you remind them that you're their father and their boss. Okay?
She kisses him on the forehead and leaves. Daytime. In Mary's office.
I do not know how you manage all those people. The carpenters, the plumbers, the electricians, the drywall crew, the city inspectors. The phone rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and rang.
Good morning. But you kept it all in order?
Well, of course. But I didn't like it.
It gets easier with practice.
So, where is it?
Oh, no, I can't, did not propose.
You mean I did all that filling in for you for nothing?
No, the trip was fulfilling and... in an unexpected way. Oh, Bob! Hi!
Yolanda, you did a great job covering for Mary. Everyone down at the wharf said that you gave them everything they needed to get the job done.
All I heard was grumbling.
That means they like you. Keep up the good work.
Will do. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bob approaches.
Did you recharge your batteries?
Oh, the mountains, they always deliver. Listen, Bob, what do you know about grants for renovating old lodges?
Well, my work's been in the city, but I would imagine the basics are the same. Why?
Later, Mary makes a call. At the Christmas Lodge, Charlene cleans a section of stained glass.
Dad, can you get the phone?
I got it. Been so long since we got a caller. Thought the phone was broken. Hello, Christmas Lodge.
Jack, hi, it's Mary. But Mary Tobin.
Hello, Mary Tobin.
Hey, listen, how's Charlene?
She's a trooper. She's, helping me fix a window as we speak.
Oh, wow. She'll be a master contractor one day. Listen, I am calling with good news.
Good news. Wow, I haven't heard those two words strung together in a long time.
Well, get ready. I told my boss about the lodge, and he is going to ask the board for a grant to reopen it. And that's not all. My father and my brothers, they're licensed contractors.
And they'd love to come by and take a look at the lodge and get an estimate for the cost for your grant application.
So, what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
I didn't mean to create a problem for you.
No, it's not a problem. It's just that...
Charlene approaches.
Me and my family have always looked after the lodge ourselves. It's a pretty big step for me.
Of course, I completely understand, and I want you to know that we're here to advise you not to take over. Nothing would be done without your permission.
Thank you, Mary.
Great. I'll see you Saturday?
Saturday it is.
Perfect. Take care.
Mary dances on her chair. Jack lets the call sink in.
What did Mary say?
She said that she's gonna come up with her family and help fix up the lodge.
Really? You know, Grandma always said that the Lord was looking out for Christmas Lodge. Do you think she sent them?
Maybe.
He nods thoughtfully.
Maybe, Charlene.
In the city, at a bar.
So, how did Jack respond to your plan?
Well, mountain men, they're pretty stubborn, but they are practical to a fault, so... he said yes.
So, when do you go back up there?
First thing tomorrow morning. Yeah. Why don't you come along?
She grabs his hand. Kent rubs his forehead.
Kent.
Look, Mary, you remember when I told you that it wasn't a rift, that you like the mountains and I like the city?
She releases his hand.
Yeah?
Oh, I think I was wrong. I can't go on pretending. I'm not... cut out for that lifestyle. I like to be in the middle of things, and you're happier as far away from here as you can get, and I just don't think either one of us should go on pretending.
She blinks, then meets his gaze.
Are you breaking up with me?
Oh, wow. I'm afraid so. Look, I'd still like to be friends, you know, when you come back to the city.
You know what? Okay, I'll
I'll try to spend some more time here, and...
You'd be miserable, and I just don't think that's good for either of us. I should go.
Isn't there any way that we can work this out?
We're just on different trails, Mare. Different trails that don't go to the same destination.
Her eyes fill with tears.
But...
I'm sorry.
She watches him go. At her parents' house, Mary sits by Betty, surrounded by tissues.
Because you're a smart, intelligent, beautiful, adventurous woman, and you won't settle for less than a partner.
Mom, Kent, he was smart, and he was handsome.
But he wasn't adventurous. It took a lot of strength for him to recognize the truth, that you were holding each other back from the life you were meant to lead.
But Mom, I would have changed for you.
You know that pretending something you're not wouldn't be good for either of you.
So what do I do now?
Be truthful. Be truthful to yourself and to the world. And you'll find the man who's right for you.
Okay, what if he doesn't show up? Mom, because I'm really tired of living alone.
Have faith, Mary. Have faith, and the Lord will provide.
Outside the lodge, Charlene helps her dad on a ladder.
Hey, is that Mary?
Go see for yourself.
Charlene sets her bucket down and runs out. Jack watches Mary's car pull in, followed by two trucks.
Man, she brought the army.
The lodge sits among trees.
This takes me back.
You still remember coming here?
I can already see the lodge is going to need a lot of work to bring it back to the way I remember it. A lot of work.
Well, that's why we're here.
They park in the driveway by the building with its two A-frame peaks.
Mary! Mary!
Whoa! You are a fast healer.
Yeah, nothing a little Epsom salt couldn't fix.
That's what Dad always says. He'd use it on a cracked skull.
It's true. Jack Brown, you remember my dad, Mike Tobin, and this is Charlene.
Hi. Little Jackie.
Oh, I haven't been called that in years, sir.
That's a compliment. I remember you as a kid, lugging suitcases twice your size up those steps without breaking a sweat. Big Jack used to say there wasn't a man in these mountains that couldn't outhaul your dad.
I think he just said that to keep me moving, sir.
Jack, this is my brother Matthew.
Hey.
And Charlene, Matthew, and this is my other brother, Pete.
Thanks for coming up here. Well, here she is. I was gonna fix her up myself, but the last couple of years, the blizzards have been pretty hard on her. Not even close to catching up.
Can't be all that bad. Let's take a look.
The brothers take a ladder from their company truck. Their logo reads, Matt and Pete Tobin Contracting. Mike checks a damaged stained glass window and measures it. Pete assesses the condition of the wooden structure with a brad awl, then knocks at the walls. Matt stands on a scaffold.
Okay, well, we've good news, Matthew. The gutters are okay.
All right.
How do the windows look?
This one's gotta go too.
Okay.
Mary writes it down in a notepad. Pete checks cables. Jack grows anxious waiting for the Tobin guys to assess the whole exterior of the lodge. Mike marks a beam. Now, Jack leads the family into the lobby. They break into smiles as they take in the huge wooden double doors. A fire crackles merrily in the fireplace.
Oh my goodness. This place is a time machine. I can still see the family sitting at this table. With Grandpa here at the head, Grandma at the other end, and you kids, as little as chipmunks sitting in the middle.
Mary points at Pete.
And Jack, man, could your family cook?
And Jack is continuing on the tradition.
Yeah, I'll never be quite as good as my grandmother was, but I will put my best in the dinner.
No, don't go to any bother, son. Mother packed provisions in a cooler.
Well, I appreciate that, sir, but you've got to let me make one meal. That's the least I can do.
Do you know how to make those sourdough biscuits that your grandmother used to make?
You know, I just might happen to have a batch ready to go in the oven as we speak.
Well, then I think we might have time for a bite or two. I still remember these biscuits. They tasted like Christmas.
What does that mean?
Pete, my boy, there are some things I can't be explained. You just have to taste them for yourself.
Pete checks the fuse box with a flashlight. It sparks and he turns away to adjust his eyes. Under the sink, Mike checks the leaking pipes with a flashlight. On a ladder, Matt checks the frame of a skylight. In the living room, Mary and Charlene go through an album.
Who's that?
That's my grandpa.
So, is that your grandma?
Mm-hmm.
She's in heaven, right?
Yeah, she is.
The guys sit at the table behind them.
Can you bring your grandpa next time you come?
Mike listens.
You want to see him?
Well, it's just that I miss my grandpa.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll see what I can do.
Mary.
Yeah.
Can I speak to you?
Sure. I'll be back.
Charlene keeps looking at the album. Mary follows Mike into the next room.
What's up?
You know, it's not fair to that little girl to promise her something that isn't going to happen.
Dad, how do you know that it isn't?
My father is a very sick man.
Grandpa, he's the strongest man alive. He'll rally.
That's about as likely as this lodge fixing itself. Time takes its toll, Mary. We have to learn to accept it.
You know, Grandpa, he taught me to fight, and I'm not giving up on him.
I'm not giving up either. I'm just trying to get you to accept the inevitable.
No, Dad, I don't want to talk about it.
That's okay. Just promise me you won't get that little girl's hopes up.
Mary stares at her dad, then looks away.
I promise.
Jack comes in with a full tray.
Oh.
Dinner is served.
Wow, here. Can I help you?
Yeah.
At the table.
Before we begin, sir, I'd be honored if you would lead us in grace.
Mike is at one end, Jack at the other.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the blessing of your divine love and the love of family and friends. And we thank you for the blessing of this visit to Christmas Lodge. May it be a place that always feels like home to all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, pass the biscuits, boy, and take one for yourself.
Come on, don't be shy. Dig in.
Oh, great. Thanks, Dad.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Christmas. What's your secret ingredient?
To be honest, we've never been quite sure. It's either the pure mountain water or the very well-seasoned stove that's been baking them just right for a very, very long time.
Take that old stove off the replacement list.
I don't think it has anything to do with the water or the stove. I think that Christmas Lodge has a heart of its own, and it just wants people to be happy.
I like that.
Me too.
Jack rubs Charlene's shoulder. Outside.
Thank you.
I still can't believe you're doing all this for us.
Well, my grandparents and my parents, they taught us that you don't turn your back on people that need help. And I'm sure that your folks taught you the same.
Well, they did, but still, it could have been easy mobilizing your whole family.
Ah, they love the challenge. Plus, they've never worked on a historic lodge. I mean, you saw how excited they were when they checked under the hood.
I think they found more wrong than I ever could have guessed.
Jack pushes a wheelbarrow.
You know, we have an old saying in historic preservation.
What is it?
Finding the problem is the first step in fixing it.
I like that saying.
They head under a pergola strung with lights.
So, what did Kent think about you coming up here?
Kent and I, we're not dating anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
They load a pile of firewood into the wheelbarrow.
What about you? Does Mrs. Rand work in the city?
No. Mrs. Rand passed away shortly after Charlene was born.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's all right. I firmly believe she's with the Lord.
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure she liked it out here. This place can be really hard on city folk. You gotta really love the outdoors to live here year-round.
Oh, I know.
You still come up here in the winter?
Especially the winter. I mean, it's so beautiful. The snow, the quiet. Oh, I savor the quiet. Sometimes I snowshoe into the middle of the park just to have a legal reason not to hear a cell phone.
Well, we're so remote, you don't even get a cell phone signal. Even the landline is spotty.
Bliss, we'll have to tell my dad not to fix that either.
We've got the details worked out.
I'm not gonna like this, am I?
Mike goes back in. They follow him.
Just remember, the report is the first step. And we'll help you with the rest.
Thank you.
In the dining room, the Tobin guys await.
So, what's the damage?
Charlene listens nearby.
The good news is the major structure is largely intact. They knew what they were doing when they used cedar to build this place. It's stronger than concrete or in these conditions. Now, with a little patching, the roof and the walls can be brought up to code. The trusses and the support beams are in good shape, too. And the foundation is flawless.
Okay. So we're all set then.
Not quite. The electrical, plumbing, and heating systems are old and beginning to fail. Your kitchen is worn to the point of posing hazard. Now, an awful lot of your windows are cracked from the storms. Your gutters and some of the decorative features have dry rot, and some of your floorboards will have to be replaced.
Is that all?
Once your repairs are completed, you're going to have to repaint the exterior and refinish the interior, and that has to be done in a way that preserves the historical character of the lodge.
So what's the bottom line?
Passing him a paper.
In drawing up the estimate, we try to find the most cost-effective solutions.
And?
$1.8 to $2 million.
Wow, I don't have that kind of money.
Don't worry, because that's where I come in. All these documents are necessary to apply to my company's board for funding. Now, my boss and I, we're going to have to push hard to get them to take on a project outside of the city, but I really feel that they will come around when they realize the history that's going to be saved in renovating Christmas Lodge.
And that's a lot of paper.
It is, but don't worry. I'll go through it with you tomorrow, page by page, while Dad and the boys work to stabilize the lodge. So what do you say?
Now, if we do this, is there a chance that we could be open by Christmas?
Looking at her dad.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Charlene nods with a smile.
Let's do it.
Great.
Well, I don't know about you kids, but these old bones need a rest. Good night, Jack.
Night, Dad.
Good night, Jack.
Charlene runs out.
Night, Mary.
Night, everyone.
Jack examines the paper. A misty orange sunrise spreads over the lake, silhouetting the mountains. At Christmas Lodge, a tarp covers part of the roof. Inside.
So what's the plan for today?
He pours coffee.
I looked over the list of repairs and circled the problem areas that are posing an immediate threat, mainly damage to the exterior that's letting the weather in. Make some temporary fixes to stabilize the lodge so it won't get any worse by the time contractors you hire get up here.
I appreciate it.
The girls come down.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
How'd you sleep?
Great.
She kept you up talking, didn't she?
It's kind of the whole point of a slumber party, right, Charlene?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, we better get started on the paperwork. It's going to take a couple hours.
Yep. Been warming up all morning.
I guess we should get at it.
The guys get up. Outside, Pete cuts planks and Matthew brings wood to Mike, who works on the windows. Inside, sitting by Mary, Jack signs papers.
Last one.
My hand is sore from this and swinging an axe all day.
Not bad for $2 million.
No, it's not bad at all.
The trucks leave past the lodge's green hedges. From the porch, Jack, Mary, and Charlene wave goodbye. It's raining.
I can't tell you how great it was having you all up here. When do you think you're gonna make it back this way again?
Oh, you know what? I come out camping all the time in the summer, so I'll be sure to swing by next time.
Oh, can you take me with you?
Charlene?
Of course. It's okay with your dad.
Oh, yeah, it's okay with her dad.
all this work to do around here. I don't get on the trail nearly as much as I'd like to. And yeah, Charlene probably deserves a break.
Well, all right, then I'll call you.
No need to. Family can drop by anytime.
Oh, thank you. All right, you two take care.
Jack watches Mary walk away under her umbrella. Charlene smiles at him.
You like Mary, don't you?
What? Where do you come up with this stuff?
Oh, come on. You know, she likes you too.
What, did she tell you that?
No. But I can tell. I like Mary, Dad. I like her a lot.
Jack thumbs Charlene's cheek, then hugs her. The Seattle skyline glows against a cloudy sky. At her company, Mary anxiously watches a door open.
Bob, hey. So what did the board say?
They're willing to give us half the funding, but that's all. We'll have to find the other half somewhere else.
I am grateful, but it's going to take too long to find outside funding.
Too long for what?
For Christmas Lodge and for my grandfather. Look, time is not on their side. Can I talk to the chairman?
Sorry, Mary, but he's ready to call it a night.
Bob, please.
Bob puts his glasses on and leads her into the meeting room where people are leaving.
Excuse me, Thomas.
What is it?
Pardon me.
Mary Tobin would like to say a few words in favor of the Christmas Lodge project.
We just spent a whole day on it.
Please, I'm sure that Bob did a superb job of presenting the facts, but I would like to let you know about the faces behind those facts. You see, Christmas Lodge is not just a restoration project. It's a labor of love. My family.
Mary, we all understand your family has a long history at the lodge, and we took it into consideration when we granted you partial funding. If we give you any more funding, we'll break the budget.
But half is as good as none. I mean, Christmas Lodge is disintegrating, and it might hit the point of no return if the roof gives in this winter.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Mary. You did your best.
Yeah, I tried telling that to Jack and Charlene. And my grandfather.
She leaves.
Thanks, Bob.
In Grandpa's room, he's half asleep, the Bible in his hands.
I talked to the chairman, and after all that work, all the work you and the boys did, all of that paperwork,
Mary?
Grandpa, hey.
Mary and Mike are across the room. She approaches the bed.
How's the lodge coming?
She sits on a chair.
Well, it's...
Mike sits in a corner.
Not as good as I'd hoped.
What's wrong?
Oh, Grandpa, I don't want to trouble you.
You're not troubling me. I may be stuck in this bed, but I'm still part of this world.
Her eyes fill with tears.
Well, you know, we have enough funding for the supplies, but we're still praying for money for a crew.
Grandpa looks at her, furrowing his brows.
Didn't I give a construction company to a crew that could get the job done right and on time?
The boys and I are booked through New Year's.
With what?
Odds and ends.
Cancel them.
We can't. We have a responsibility to our customers.
There are plenty of crews looking for work around here. There are very few contractors up in the mountains.
Mike lowers his gaze.
You give the odds and ends to the city contractors and go and help Jack Rand.
Now, Dad, I wish it was that easy. We all have bills to pay. Who's going to write us a check to go work on the lodge?
Me.
You.
You tell me what you need to get the job done and I'll write the check.
No, I don't know, Dad. None of this seems right.
Letting Christmas Lodge turn to dust doesn't either. Our family took a lot from the lodge over the years. It's time to give back. I want this to be my legacy and your inheritance. What do you say?
I'm sorry, but no.
Grandpa closes the Bible.
Let me describe it another way. I remember a tale of a carpenter that would not turn down this job regardless of money or convenience.
Who?
He was a man from Galilee.
Mary smiles.
Who saw service to those in need as his highest calling. Now, when you consider helping Jack, who has the greatest need right now with no help in sight, or your other responsibilities, you might well ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
By the window, Mike looks up.
With his guidance, I really believe you will make the right decision.
You know I can't argue with Scripture.
Well, then don't.
Mike sits on the bed.
Do the right thing. Help Jack.
You always get me, don't you?
It's not me. It's the Lord's lessons I live by that put us on the right path.
Mike nods to Mary.
You tell me what you want from me and the boys. We'll be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad. Oh, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Grandpa's face softens.
And thank you, Grandpa. You never let me down.
That's because you never let me down, kid.
Outside the lodge, posts support the walls. Inside.
You know, if they keep up this pace, we might be done by Christmas.
Really? You think so?
Charlene does crafts.
It'll go even faster if we help them.
How?
Come on. Follow Pete.
At a glass-paned door lying on a sawhorse.
All right, so you take the sand block and watch your fingers, and you want to work with the grain of the wood, all right? Rub it like that, this way, and here. Okay. Think you can do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Mary checks a beam and puts her tool belt on.
Hey, look at you go.
Huh? And what do you think you're doing?
Well, I can't let the boys have all the fun, Dad.
You haven't been on site in 10 years.
Feels good to be back.
She climbs a ladder by Jack, who hammers on the beam.
Sure you're up for this?
I didn't spend my entire life behind a desk. You know, my grandpa, he had me on his crew when I was a little bit older than Charlene. I could stick a nail faster and cleaner than any of his men.
Prove it.
Mary gets the hammer and drives the nails in with one blow.
Hey, I thought I heard the human nail gun.
Oh, that's my girl. All these years, you haven't lost your touch.
She blows on the hammer. At night.
I haven't been this tired in since as long as I can remember.
Yeah, me neither.
They slouch on couches by the fire.
Feels good though, right? Can't figure out why, but it does. There's something about this place.
My great-grandparents used to say that they didn't build Christmas Lodge just to have a place to live. They built it to live. And I think they would be very, very happy to know that the people who share a past are here to look after in her old age.
That's sweet.
By the time we're through, she'll look 50 years younger.
I wish we could do the same for Grandpa.
We all do.
He's climbing a ladder. We'll all climb one day. He's just happy knowing we're all together and giving an important part of his history a lease in life.
Has your family always been this close?
Mike nudges Pete, who dozes.
We've wandered some here and there. But somehow we always find time to meet in the kitchen.
Well, I just hope that when we're through that I can restore some of that sense of home. Speaking of kitchens, I think I have one to clean up.
Here, let me help you out.
In the kitchen, drying dishes.
Mary, I was...
He carries a pan away.
Jack?
Wow, I am not very good at this.
What is it?
From the door, Charlene spies on them.
We spent a lot of time together over the last few months, and I guess you could say that I've taken a liking to you.
I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable.
No, I mean, of course not. I'm honored.
Well, I was wondering if maybe that we could be more than friends. If maybe we could go out together sometime.
Oh, Jack, you know, I don't know. I really don't have a great track record with men, and it wouldn't be just us. It's us and Charlene, and I don't want her to get hurt if...
Charlene presses her lips.
Didn't work out.
But you were the one that said anything's possible, right?
I did.
That means something good is possible, too. I just haven't noticed any bad points between us, have you?
No. No.
Then take a chance on me, Mary. I mean, listen, we could just start by going to dinner or dancing or a movie or, you know, something normal grown-ups do when they're going out as friends. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, Charlene doesn't have to know that we were...
They both smile.
Courting? And we could still be friends.
Charlene smiles.
What do you think?
Mary turns her back on him.
Did I misread you? Is it that hard to decide?
No, no, Jack. My reluctance, it has absolutely nothing to do with you whatsoever. It's just... there's so much at stake. I really, I don't want to mess it up.
Okay, so the answer is no.
Charlene sags.
No. No, that's a yes. I am willing to take that chance with you because I feel the same way, and I'm so tired of fighting it.
He cradles her face in his hands and they hug. Charlene brightens and sneaks away as they embrace. Daytime outside the lodge.
Oh, wow, you guys are really moving right along.
I have to. Weather's not going to stay like this much longer. When winter hits up here, it hits hard. Won't be able to see the roof or the walls under 15 feet of snow.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Oh, I feel so bad leaving you. You know that I wouldn't. I was staying to help. I wasn't in the final days of the wharf project.
Your hands are itching to pick up a hammer, aren't they? That's my girl.
Check in on your mother and your grandfather for me. Tell them I'll get down for a couple of days when we get the place sealed up.
I will. Thanks, Daddy. I love you.
Mary! Wait up a sec?
Yeah.
I better get back to work.
Hey. Listen, I was just wondering, and I know this is short notice and all, but I was wondering if it would be possible for your family to come and stay here this Christmas.
Really?
She takes his hand.
Of course. I've always hoped to get my family back out here for one more Christmas, especially my grandpa.
Great.
Maybe we should keep this between us for now because there's so much work to be done and I don't want to disappoint them if the lodge isn't ready.
I understand, yeah.
But thank you.
She slowly lets go of his hand.
Drive safe.
I'll talk to you soon.
Charlene watches them with her arms folded, smiling. Jack wistfully watches Mary leave. Charlene sidles over to her dad in the driveway. They watch Mary's car pull away.
I was right, wasn't I?
He playfully taps her nose. In Bob's office.
While you were gone, I met with the board and explained the situation to them. And they agreed to go to our donors to seek funding to expand out into the rural areas. We already have the funding for a project or two.
Oh.
So, would you be interested in opening a branch office out there to coordinate our efforts?
Yo.
Yeah.
Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Yolanda follows Mary into her office and closes the door.
What's up?
Bob just asked me to open an office in the mountains.
He what?
Yeah. He wants to help small towns save historic buildings.
Wow, 4 hours is a long commute.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be driving there. I would move there.
Let me guess.
to Christmas Lodge? All right, Mary, fess up. It's no coincidence that you broke up with one perfect man to now agree to work near another perfect man. Have you been seeing Jack Rand?
It's that obvious?
I knew it. You've been so happy lately. Well, maybe you'll get that ring after all.
Okay, let's not be ridiculous. I have work to do.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Wait a second.
Yeah.
You're leaving the city to go work in the country. Who's taking your position here?
You.
No. This is one Christmas gift I don't want.
You know, I said that 10 years ago, and look where it got me.
Yeah, you dropped it on me.
Well, for one thing, I think that you can do it. And for another thing, you have been doing it, and quite well. So, Merry Christmas.
God.
Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Mom. Yeah? What? No, I'll meet you there.
Holding back tears, Mary lowers her phone and faces Yolanda.
I have to go to the hospital. My grandfather just had a stroke.
Now, Mary rushes to her family in a hospital waiting area.
Mom, hey. How is he?
Hi, Daddy.
They're still evaluating him.
Can we see him?
Not yet, honey.
Two boys sit with them.
Hey, you guys.
Is Kathy in there with him?
Yeah, and a group of doctors. Listen, he's in good hands.
So I guess this means that he's gonna have to go to the home now, right?
Your mother and Kathy did the best they could.
Of course. Mom, I know you, you did everything that you could.
Mary spots Kathy coming over in scrubs.
Hey, hi, how is he?
Stable and resting.
Will they need to operate?
No, it was a fairly mild stroke. The doctors think he's lost some motor skills.
Can we see him?
The doctors need to conduct additional tests. When they're through, you can see him.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for everything.
In a nursing home room, Betty places a photo of Grandpa and Mavis by the Bible.
I love that photo.
I do too.
Mary sits on a bed and opens the violin case.
Oh.
You know, Mom, I had a dream that Grandpa and I, we'd walk together in the mountains. And he would point out every leaf, and every bird, every tree, every ridge. And not just tell me, what it was, but what it meant to him.
Mm-hmm.
He breathed such life into this world, and I try to get it back on my own, but it's just not the same.
Your grandfather is a very special man. You were the only one who truly listened to what he had to say. And he rewarded you with a richer appreciation of the world.
Betty keeps folding clothing and unpacking boxes. Mary grabs the pine cone she got Grandpa.
Can I tell you something even sillier?
Of course.
Grandpa said that the Lord and Grandma spoke to him every time he went hiking. He found such strength and peace. And I actually thought that they were speaking to me the day that they put Charlene and Christmas Lodge in my path. And they were telling me to repay Grandpa somehow for everything that he's given me.
Maybe they were. Maybe they still are. I spent many hours with Grandpa after he got sick. And he told me many times that his illness was for a reason, that God was trying to tell him something. When I asked what, he said he didn't know for sure, but that throughout his life, from the Great Depression through fighting World War II, working on his dangerous construction sites, and most challenging of all, the passing of your grandmother, that God let him know he was there for him. He said many times that he didn't tell him what to do, but that his scriptures let him lead the good life that he was intended to lead, even when he felt like giving up.
So you're saying that I should trust in the Lord to give me strength, even if it means putting Grandpa in a home?
Your grandfather isn't happy about this decision, but he did tell your father that he knows it's best for him and for the family.
Thanks, Mom.
She sets the pine cone down.
That helps. Here, let me help you.
In the woods.
This is where you rescued me and Natty, remember?
Of course I remember. You know that was the most important day of my life?
Why?
God and my grandmother talked to me that day.
Really? Mm-hmm. What did they say?
They said that I need to spend more time here with them. And that you were the messenger. You were their special gift.
I was?
You were. You still are.
Do you still think they're gonna be done in time for Christmas?
Oh, you know, only time will tell.
Is your grandpa gonna be there?
I don't think so, Charlene.
Why not?
Well, he's trying to bounce back from a stroke, but it's been really hard on him.
But you promised.
Well, I didn't really promise.
I just want a grandpa again.
Oh, honey, I know. I understand.
Mary hugs her.
Believe me, I understand. But you know what? Now we just have to pray for the best, right?
Yeah.
They keep walking. Mary gives a last look to the tall trees and mossy boulders. At the nursing home, in his room, Grandpa wobbles from his bed to a wheelchair.
I have cookies. Grandpa, whoa. Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Better than yesterday. It's almost time for my physical therapy.
Whoa. Physical therapy?
It's not as fun as it sounds.
Grandpa, I'm so proud of you.
You'd think I'd won the Olympics.
Well, can I come with you?
Of course, kid. The more the merrier. I can't imagine a better coach.
Oh, you might regret saying that.
She pushes him out of the room. He grabs the cookies.
Coming through.
Outside Mike's house, the young boys play on a trampoline by a small white dog. In the kitchen, the women cook.
Oh, you guys, it smells delicious.
It will be.
Mary walks to the dining room, where the table is set for Thanksgiving. Jack's truck approaches.
Oh, he's here.
Mary fixes her clothes and waves out the window. Betty and Kathy join her, then head for the front door.
Ooh, who's the movie star?
That's Jack.
Your new flame?
What is it with you two? I mean, we go to dinner as friends. I mean, can't a woman have a man as a friend?
No.
Hi. Charlene, hi. This is my mom, and this is my sister, Kathy.
Glad to meet you again, Jack. Charlene.
Hi.
Mary and the boys have told us so much about you. You are already part of the family. Come in.
Thank you for welcoming us to your home.
Come in.
They go into the living room where the Tobin guys hang out.
Where's your grandpa?
Oh, Charlene, he couldn't make it.
Why not?
He's still not feeling well, but he's working on it.
Well, can we go see him?
Oh, Charlene, just not today.
What about Christmas?
Let's talk about it later, okay?
Why has things changed so much in the last... Jack, glad you could make it.
Good to be here, sir.
Any trouble getting here?
No, it was a nice drive.
Okay, everybody, turkey's on. Come to the table. Thank you for your help.
Smells good, Mother.
Father, would you say grace?
Uh-huh. Mike sits at one end of the table and Betty at the other.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the many blessings you have given our family. We are all eternally grateful for your love and the love of those who are here and those who live with you in heaven. I pray that you accept our thanks and prayers as we strive to live every day in a way that celebrates the many gifts you have given us. We also pray that you help my father, Mike Sr., who has long served as a beacon of spiritual and moral leadership to us all, to get better so that he can once again join our family table. Amen.
Oh,
amen. Amen. And now, if you pass me one of your Christmas Lodge biscuits, 2 days without one.
They pass dishes, scooping out mashed potatoes and grabbing corn on the cob. At night, Jack and Mary meet on the porch, holding mugs. Making wish-
wishes, cause wishes do come true.
Well, this is the best Thanksgiving we've had in years.
Aw, I'm so glad.
Does your family always take in strays so effortlessly?
Well, they do if they like them. Let's see. So, I have great news.
Your grandpa can make it for Christmas.
No, that would be excellent news. This is just great news.
Okay, what is it?
I found a location for the new office.
Is it a little bit close to the lodge, maybe?
It's 10 miles away.
That's great. Charlene is going to be thrilled. Mm-hmm. And what about a place to stay? Have you found a place to stay yet?
No, still looking.
Jack glances at Mary, who looks off. He holds her hand.
You know, if we were married, you could probably stay at the lodge. Probably.
Jack, don't toy with me.
What if I'm not toying with you?
She stares at him.
Look, I don't think that we should be having this conversation. I'm just not ready.
I don't mean to upset you.
No, you're not upsetting me. I don't think the timing is right. Okay?
It's okay.
He holds her in his arms. She nestles against him.
Who's to say who's right?
A view of the lake shows snow drifting down. The mountaintops are white and the lodge is buried in snow. Inside the dark lodge, the fireplace is lit. Mike walks with a flashlight towards Jack, who works at the fuse box.
Care to do the honors?
This is your lodge, son. Your past, your future.
Well, none of this would have been possible without your family's help.
Our family.
Without our family's help.
I wouldn't say that. You're the one who kept things going, all.
Dad, Jack, I appreciate the mutual fan club for each other, but there are a lot of people waiting, so.
Jack, please.
I better go get the door.
No. Not until you light this house up.
Okay. Hand. 3.
They all pull the switch and the lobby lights up as Christmas lights glow outside in the snow.
Land sakes alive, will you look at this place?
Grandpa.
He stands with Kathy's family.
Grandpa, you made it. You made it. Grandpa, finally.
Who is this little angel?
That is my daughter, Charlene.
Who are you?
Jack, sir. Jack Rand.
Little Jackie? My goodness, you are the spitting image of your father and your grandfather. I know for a fact that they'd be proud of what you and my boys have done to Christmas Lodge. Why, she looks like she did the first Christmas that me and my Mavis spent up here.
Well, without your generosity, none of that would have been possible, sir.
Is that drop in the bucket?
Oh, come on, Grandpa. You know that's not true.
Excuse me, I have to go check on the turkey, so Charlene... Excuse me, sorry, yes.
He's here. Hey, you guys, how you doing? Do you want to put the presents over there? Hey, good to see you.
Kathy and Mary hug.
How did you get here?
Well, Dad, Mom, and the rest of us pooled our money together and bought a special van as a Christmas gift for the whole family.
And you didn't tell me.
We wanted to make it a surprise.
Well, it is. It's really the best kind of surprise.
Grandpa sits down.
Grandpa, I knew you'd make it.
She hugs him. Glittering snow falls outside. Later, they all have hot apple cider.
Dad, you gonna...
Not now, Charlie. I'd like to propose a toast. To my great-grandparents, who built Christmas Lodge with love and an appreciation for the mountains that God gave this blessed earth. I'd like to propose a toast to my grandparents and parents who kept the lodge running through a depression and wars and biblical storms. And I'd also like to thank all of you, especially Grandpa Tobin, Mary, Mike, Matt, Pete, for providing us with the funds, the materials, labor, and the love we needed to give her the second chance that she so richly deserves. Myself and Charlene and all of the Rands who came before us are eternally indebted to you.
Cheers.
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 If you bear with me, I have one more thing I'd like to say.
Mike notices Charlene handing a ring box to Jack, who opens it and kneels down in front of Mary.
Oh, Jack.
Mary, your father and mother have already given their blessing, and now I'd like to ask you, will you take my hand in marriage? Will you be my wife and Charlene's mother?
Please, Mary.
Of course. Of course.
Jack puts the ring on her finger. He gets up and kisses her.
Bravo.
All right.
Congratulations.
Jack and Mary hold hands, lovingly gazing at each other. Then together they embrace Charlene. Grandpa grabs the violin.
Oh, Grandpa!
I promised that I'd play for you when I got out again.
They all dance.
And so, when our very first Christmas together as a family at the restored Christmas Lodge, more families joined us that Christmas than I ever thought we could handle. But we did. Jack knew what to do, and my family filled in to make sure that the guests had the same unforgettable Christmas that we had there decades before. Through it all, I felt the presence of God, my grandmother, and the members of Jack's family who were no longer with us. It was comforting to have them looking out for us. Every day, I realize that the past never leaves us. It's as present and important as it ever was. We just have to make an effort with love, strength, and commitment to bring it back again. The spirit of Christmas Lodge is our heritage, and it is our future.
A family of four arrives.
They shut down the National Park Road. We can't get to the lodge, and it's too late to go back to the city. We were wondering if you have any rooms available.
Jack checks with his guests.
We say yes. Please, come inside and join our Christmas party.
I don't need the lights or the presents piled up.
Jack closes the double doors behind them, which are hung with Christmas wreaths. The snow keeps falling. Multicolored Christmas lights decorate the roof line and smoke drifts from the chimney.
It's what Christmas is to me. 'Cause the greatest gift.
Credits rolls. Music by Stu Goldberg. Edited by James Ilisic. Director of Photography Anthony Mechie. Co-executive producers Dan Spilo, Peter Gerges. Executive producers Jack Nasser, Thomas Kincaid, Danny Weber, Duri Shavar, Tara Cowell-Plain, Joseph Nasser, produced by Jack Nasser, written by Lawrence Richardson Jr. and Renee Elaine Derrick, directed by Terry Ingram. More credits roll.
I know. It's not wrapped in paper, it's not tied up with a bow.
With the participation of the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit. With the participation of the Province of British Columbia Film Incentive BC. More logos, Dolby Digital, UBCP, Directors Guild of Canada. Copyright 2011 Christmas Lodge Productions Incorporated.